Two volunteers.
Sophia? Wait, wait. Nah, it's okay. give me Caleb. Oh, and Bentley. Oh, I was talking about the older. Sorry, I didn't even see your hand, man. I'm sorry.
Oh,
wow. Oh, babe. Oh, you gotta come home.
Oh, I'm coming up.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Did I volunteer into?
So, all I want you to do. Oh, this isn't even the right. Come on. Can you turn off the fan?
Yeah.
Thanks. So read 5:1-4.
Okay.
And then actually 1-5, and then Caleb, you read 6-10. Okay.
Got you.
You want to put it like down here?
Yeah.
Maybe. Sure. Just gotta get the mic. Do you? Yeah, you can sit here too if you want.
So where am I reading? So
one through five.
Here through here?
1-5, yes.
Seeking the crowds, he went up to the mountain, and when he sat down, he came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them sayings, Blessed are the poor in spirits, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for there shall be confronted. Sorry, the text is very small. Yeah. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
Good job. Really read this one loud.
You said 6-10?
Yeah, really read this one loud.
All right.
No, 6-12.
6-12? All right. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you, and all other kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
I don't think I'm going to use this. Oh, let's pray. Dear God, thank you for just bringing here tonight your people, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak your word, and let me be speaking your word and not mine. God, thank you for the fun games that we got to play before, and just prepare our hearts now to hear your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so that was the Beatitudes that's in Matthew, and just to give you a little context, Jesus is talking to his disciples right now. We don't know how many of his disciples he's talking to, but he started his ministry the chapter before in Matthew 4, and he's around like 30 years old, so he's getting close to his like crucifixion. And so what words did you guys hear a lot? Blessed. Do you know what, anyone know what blessed means? Middle school Bible study, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. Yeah, we did. I think we did. Okay, high school Bible study, then I guess we did. I'm pretty sure it was middle school, too. No, someone did it. I know someone did it, okay? Okay, No, this is like weeks ago. Okay, but what I have for blessed means like made holy, right? And does anyone know what made holy means? Because I know for sure we talked about this in middle school Bible study. So Caleb? No? Yeah?
I was gonna say, like, becoming holy would be like believing that like Jesus Christ died for your sins and like allowing him into your house, in your life.
Yeah. Yeah. So being holy means like kind of like set apart as like God's people. And does anyone remember what righteousness means? That we talked about last week? Because we're probably going to use that one a lot soon. Anyone? A righteousness means being morally or ethically right, justifiable. So being justified through Christ is like one of the key like importantness of being Christian also, that we should probably like spend more time talking about. The Beatitudes, okay? So one question that I have for you guys is what was your guys' favorite part of The Great Escape? Favorite part of The Great Escape? Bentley. Okay, sure. Danny?
Worship.
Caleb, young Caleb. Yeah, I heard your room was really stinky. I heard your room was really stinky. Yeah. Okay. My favorite thing, guys. My favorite thing about The Great Escape was like the fellowship that we got to have, and we talked about it at our Bible study. Monday. Gio said that like fellowship was his favorite part too. And just being there with like all the like different Christians, like we really got to experience something that we'd really never get to experience. Like all of God's people were right there at the same time. And that was like so amazing to me. And in verse 6, we see, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, right? Blessed are those people who, in my notes I said, verse 6, made holy are those who hunger for the Lord and thirst to obey God and do what is ethically right, for they shall be satisfied and receive what they desire. We should be satisfied through Christ, because normally when we set our mind on something too, it's like all we want to do for like the whole day. Like I was... a couple days ago, I got yelled at by my dad because I was told, don't get McDonald's so much. But all I can think about is McDonald's, right? All I can think about is that, like, good, I don't like Big Macs, but I like those, like, Shamrock Shakes. Anyone? Yeah. But if you set your mind on something, right, you always look for that to fill you up, right? But sometimes in our lives, we don't feel like that because you finish that Shamrock Shake, right? You finish your homework assignment and get a good grade, and what's next, right? You get a win in your sports game and you have to play another game, and that win doesn't satisfy you, right? So when we look to Christ, we are satisfied because Christ is forever, right? Like we don't have to look to other things, because other things don't last forever and God does. And that we should rejoice and be glad in that, because God is all-knowing and he just loves us too. Also, the second, so we read all the Beatitudes, but we're only going to focus on four verses. But you can read the rest of it, because that will also like help you guys to understand. I know you guys don't have your Bibles, but just listen. Verse 10 through 12, what Caleb read. Caleb, do you remember what you read? Okay, but it talks about like persecution, right? I'll read verse 10 through 12. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Okay, so what I have for this, is another question. Has someone ever made fun of you for believing in God? Yeah?
What was the question?
Has someone ever made fun of you for believing in God? You guys can answer out loud, but if you don't feel comfortable, you can. Has someone ever made fun of you for believing in God?
I feel like someone like tried to make fun of me, but they're trying to be like nice about it. Like, how was it? They never like they're like, "Ah, you believe in Jesus, you're a loser." And I'm like, "Oh." But they were just like, I don't know, just giving me weird looks. Like, it was actually at my workplace in the summer. I worked somewhere in the summer.
Okay.
And it's like a Bible conference, and like, I mean, these kids, they were Christians, you know, but like, just, I don't know, it's like they weren't Christians. Like, they were just not giving the image of God, right? And they were just like giving me weird looks. You know, they were just talking about me, like, "You believe in God and all this." And well, I was confused. This is a Bible conference, right? And I'm like, "Why are you making fun of me if Jesus, and you're here, right?"
Yeah.
And like, you're here to learn about Jesus, and you're making fun of him, basically. And you're making fun of me for believing in him, right? And it's just sad that they do that, because, you know, it's not right. It's not right to make fun of any belief, you know? It's,
yeah.
Like, someone's like, the religion that believes in good, right? You're not going to make fun of them for it. Like, there's no point in that. There's no need.
Yeah.
We know that that's not a God. It's just a fake God. It's an idol. But we're not going to make fun of them for it. We're going to, you know, respect them, right?
Yeah.
And same thing for, like, transgender, gays, lesbians. You know, I have some friends that are gay, and I don't make fun of them for it, because it's not okay, right? Of course, I don't hate them. I hate their sin. But I love them, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Gabby, did you have one?
Or oh, no? I like had a TikTok profile picture, and it was like, "I love Jesus," and like an old caps, whatever, like that. And my friend was like, "You should take that down. That's like weird." I was like, "Oh."
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So something kind of similar happened to me when I was in eighth grade. I posted like all these like videos, like Bible verses on my TikTok, with really, really like sappy songs, kind of. But so maybe I should have gotten bullied for the sappy songs, but I was bullied for, maybe not bullied, but like my friends thought I was like weird because I was like believing in God. And I think like a week or two ago, my friend, I've been going to this Bible club at my school like a couple times, not as often as I want to because I have to lift the baseball after school. But I have one of my friends, we're going to call him James, okay? James asked me, "Hey, man, why do you go to a Bible club after school? Like, that's like kind of weird. The teacher's kind of weird too, right?" And me, being me, I'm like, "Oh, that's like kind of uncomfortable, right? Like being made fun of, like, what did you do in that situation?" Why do you go to Bible club if like all the other kids are weird and the teacher's kind of weird? But honestly, I don't really think that we were that weird. Honestly, to be honest, going into Bible club for the first time, I did think that those kids were weird, but that was just because of my like harsh and like corrupt heart, because I was like listening to everyone else's like opinion. But when I actually started going, I like found like fellowship with those other Christians. But what I told James is, I told him that, I don't know, I only went like once or twice, right? Like, I pushed it off because I don't want to get made fun of, right? That's not comfortable for me to be put in that situation. And in verse 10, it says, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. In that situation, that's a perfect example of me trying to, instead of put down that, that's an opportunity for growth. That's an opportunity for a seed to be planted in James's heart, right? And in my heart too. That can grow me as a Christian being vulnerable to my faith, right? Like that can grow me, and it even promises, it says, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven, right? God promises us the kingdom of heaven. And furthermore, in verse 11, it says, blessed are you when others revile and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. That's kind of a lot. Jake or James or Jackson, we're calling it. Okay? Those, I try to name some of you guys here, but you got, there was like three more people like the next day that asked me why I went to Bible club. And I was like, to be honest, I go because I want to like grow in my faith too, right? Like after that, I was so like sad after James asked me that I went to Bible club, that I was like, dang, I really should tell them like the real reason, because they maybe are just actually wondering. Like maybe they aren't trying to put me down, and even though that might have been what it seemed like, maybe they were actually like wondering what is actually like more to this life than just like ideas in school and stuff like that. In verse 12, it says, rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they have persecuted prophets who were before you. That also brings like a sense of like gladness, because we can, all that has happened before us too, right? Jesus was persecuted many times. There was prophets that were persecuted before Jesus. There, it's like common to be persecuted. And honestly, if we're persecuted because we're Christians, that probably means that we're doing a good thing too, because that means that there is something different about us than everyone else. And I think it's a very good thing that we're being like persecuted, because that basically tells us that we are doing God's work. And something that stuck out to me when I was reading this, I thought of a guy named Peter. And if you guys know the story of Peter, he rejected knowing Christ after Jesus was arrested. And right after he was, the rooster crowed, immediately, what did he do? Yeah, he was in mourning, right? Like after that, he felt so bad. Just like I did after James asked me about Bible club, right? After that, he was mourning. And in verse 4, in the Beatitudes, it says, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. I think that's also an example, like right after, like that's a form of like repentance that we feel right after too. We feel like so like guilty about that. And Jesus promises to comfort us even after we like deny God. Like that was so crazy to me that like I just like thought of that today. And God actually like promises that he'll like comfort us in the midst of that too. And I think Peter was probably comforted when Jesus like rose again on the cross too, right? That probably had to feel like so good and amazing that his God was alive and with him. And he was forgiven because he's alive. Okay, I'm going to close this out and pray, and then we're going to talk about small groups. Dear God, thank you for your word and what it means to be righteous. Thank you for being the light of this world and thank you for creating us to shine. Thank you for all of these people in here today and creating them for your glory and your kingdom. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.